Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Sound Tigers Radio Network. Carmen Vetrano with you, and alongside me is Portland Pirates rookie forward Luke Adam, who joins us on the intermission report. And Luke, it's been quite the season for you so far. You did play in three playoff games with the Pirates last year, but now your first full year. How do you feel that last year, getting that experience, helped you just transition to this season?
Yeah, I think it was a big help for sure. I mean, season went well last year in junior. You know, planned out pretty well, and you know, to be able to sign my contract and come here and play with Portland for three games in the playoffs. You know, unfortunately, we got beat out pretty quick by Manchester there. But I mean, like you said, it was a great experience, and I think it really helped going forward into this season.
A couple of veterans in the lineup. You take a look, Mark Parrish, Mark Mancari as well. How are just guys like that helping you progress through the season?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we got a lot of veterans in there. I mean, you know, you mentioned Mark and Mark, and then you look at guys like Matt Ellis and, you know, Marc-Andre Gagné, he's been in the league a while, and, you know, Colin Stewart, and, you know, the list goes on. But, I mean, we got a lot of young kids in there, too, and they've really been helping us younger guys, you know, with everyday things and, you know, just making that transition to the professional game.
During this offseason, anything specific that you just wanted to work on to make that next step, as you did a couple call-ups this year to the Buffalo Sabres?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think any guy's goal going into a season of professional hockey is to play in the NHL. So, I mean, you know, I knew there was a lot of hard work ahead, and, you know, I spent a lot of hard work and hours this summer trying to, you know, perfect my game. You know, obviously there's still a lot of work to be done. You can never stop getting better, but I mean, it put in a lot of time and effort, and, you know, you try to get some results, and, you know, lucky enough, I've been given great opportunities, and, you know, I've been given some games up there and given a great opportunity here, and, you know, it seems to pay off.
You mentioned your time up with Buffalo. Just what can you take away from playing with the Sabres to just come down here and work on some things?
Yeah, I mean, I got to play, I mean, almost 20 games up there, which is nice. I mean, it's something I wasn't expecting, and, you know, going into the season, you know, I was happy with one, and I'd be able to play that many. You learn a lot pretty quick up there. I mean, it's a different game, and, you know, it's a lot faster, a lot quicker pace, and, you know, it's a fine line of being there and being here too. So I mean, it's a lot of stuff you need to learn, and it's almost little things of the game that you need to focus on to get to that next level.
You competed in the All-Star Classic in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Again, your first year rookie season, expectations exceeded a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, anytime you get picked for an All-Star team, it's pretty neat. And I mean, there's lots of great guys there, and you look around the room, and there's you know, great players and a lot of skill, and, you know, that was a pretty fun event to play in.
We're joined by Luke Adam, who's with us on the Sound Tigers intermission report. And Luke, before we let you go, Portland Pirates sit in second place in the Atlantic Division, but the team comes on the road to wrap up this weekend against the Bridgeport Sound Tigers, who have been struggling as of late. But just what's on the drawing board tonight to walk away with these 2 points?
Yeah, I mean, we've been playing really well late. I mean, we went into Manchester the other night and picked up a big win. So, I mean, the team's on a pretty high right now. But we know anytime we come to Bridgeport, it's always a tough game. I mean, you know, for some reason, it seems like this building is probably the toughest place, you know, to play. I mean, I think we've already lost here 3 times this year. So, I mean, anytime we come into this building, we know it's going to be a hard-fought battle, and they're going to want it just as bad as we do. So, I mean, it's just going to come down to, I think, board play and, you know, in and out at the blue lines, and, you know, just try to want it a little bit more than those guys.
All right, appreciate your time. Best of luck today.
Thank you very much.
That was Luke Adam joining us on the Sound Tigers Intermission Report. Stay tuned. I have much more after this on the Sound Tigers Radio Network.